Maharashtra Krishna Kumari Siddhartha Swami Prabhupada Ki
Jai
Ananta Guru Vaishnava Ki
Jai
Namacharya Harivash Thakur Ki
Jai
Kahu Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Prati Radha Srivasa Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Radha Krishna Gaur Gopinath Samakunda Radha Krishna Giri Gopal Dham Ki Vrindavan Dham Ki Mayapur Nandit Dham Ki Jagannapuri Dham Ki Prabhasi Devi Ki No Ramanati Dham Ki. Glory to Sandhavati. Glory to Sandhavati. All glory to you and all wonder. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
We're doing the first canon, 6th chapter, verse 32. Devadattam me mam dinam. Devadattam me mam dinam. Svara brahma vibhushitam. Murchit parikatam Jayamanas charanyam Devadattam imam dinam Para brahma vibhoshitam
Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna.
Daktam, gifted by Imam, this, Binam, a musical stringed instrument. Sara, singing meter. Brahma, transcendental. Bhoshitam, decorated with. Chitva, vibrating. Harikatam, transcendental message. Gayamana, singing constantly. Charami, do move.
home.
Uh-huh.
I. And thus I travel, constantly singing the French and Dutch message of the glories of the Lord, vibrating this instrument called a vina, which is charged with transcendental sound and which was given to me by Lord Krishna. Purport. The musical string instrument called a vina, which was handed to Narada by Lord Sri Krishna, is described in Linga Purana, and this is confirmed by Srila Jiva Goswami. This transcendental instrument is identical with Lord Sri Krishna and Narada because all of them are the same transcendental category. Sound vibrated by the instrument cannot be material. Therefore, the glories and pastimes which are broadcast by the instrument of Narada are also transcendental without a tinge of material inebriety. The seven singing meters, namely sha, ra, ga, ma, pa, da, mi, are also transcendental and specifically meant for transcendental song. What, in parenthesis? What they are? What? Oh. Yeah. Is more there?
Yeah.
No, it's here also. I can get back to that later because he's, you don't say it when, you know, when they're singing. Saraga, going like that. So I can't sing it too good. At least that's the way. So in parenthesis, yeah. Sha means sadhya. Ra is Yushabha, like that, and ga, gandhara, ma, mabhyama, pa, panchama, dha, daivata, and ni, nishabha, nishabha, are all transcendental and specifically meant for transcendental songs. As a pure devotee of the Lord, Sri Naradadeva is always fulfilling his obligation to the Lord for his gift of the instrument, and thus he is always engaged in singing his transcendental glories and is therefore infallible in his exalted position. Following in the footsteps of Srila Narada Muni, a self-realized soul in the material world should also properly use the sound meters, namely Saragama, etc., in the service of the Lord. In the service of the Lord, by constantly singing the glories of the Lord as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatam paschadudadata. Yatam paschadam pakta. That's not up there?
No, I mean, the number is there, sloka is not here.
No, sloka I gave. Well, it says there, so. Devadattam imam binam svarabhamma vibhushitam. Thus I travel, constantly singing the transcendental message of the glories of the Lord, vibrating this instrument called Bina, which is charged with transcendental sound, and which was given to me by Lord Krishna. So the closest we can get to this story, probably Pandavan knows more, but in that Purana was a story that at one time Narada was a little boastful, right? Is it the same song? Same story? There's a backstory behind it. So he was competitive with one of his friends, Tumburu. Sometimes this vina is called Tumburu in other places in Bhagavatam. And it's also mentioned there's one Gandhara named Tumburu who is friends with Narada Muni. And there's a few of them like that. They're sometimes buddies. So one time he was competitive and he became thinking he was better be playing this vina somehow or other. So Krishna told him to learn. One story says he learned from an owl. That's far out, I don't know. The story that he learned from Tumburu. Obviously he's given by Krishna, so he's completely empowered. But there is a backstory like that. So sometimes this vina is called Tumburu. We have that Indian instrument called tambora. It sounds like it came derived. So all this huge science you find in third canon, 12th chapter, in Lord Brahma's creation, that this whole science of sound comes from the heart of Brahma, injected by Krishna. And there are so many meters given Chanda. And the entire Vedic system is based on these different meters and different types of meters. So one meter is given, another is given with four extra syllable, another four syllable, the next meter. You have so many meters given. Nobody really knows, because in Bhagavatam, in purport, in 10th canto, Sridhar Swami gives opinion, well, Vishwanath also, but they're saying that when Krishna and Balaram were singing in the forest with gopis, that were unlimited meters were given. In fact, that one, there is a meter for every living entity, so many meters. But especially 16,000 basic ones, 16,000 basic. Nowadays, of course, we have certain meters we chant, but the main one we chant, like this one, Anustap, and there's Trishtap, it's called. So one can spend his whole life studying these meters. Even if he's not a Sanskritist, you can just study the music. People become musicologists. There's one Prabhu disciple, Santosh. He spent his whole life, you remember Santosh? He's a great musicologist now. Always he was, but even before, he grew up learning music. And Prabhu was very pleased. He heard him playing harmonium, and he actually praised him and encouraged him. And similarly, Bhardwaj learned. But sometimes they don't learn the entire thing, but main idea is that there's Gayamana, Gayanto Chakada Harir Gunavaram. The six Goswamis, they weren't dry speculators. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was being criticized, why you're singing, dancing. Gai Gora Madhushvare, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing that Gora Mahaprabhu is very bright and golden. He's singing, oh, he's singing. Gai Gora Madhushvare. And he's giving instruction about while he's singing, at least Bhaktivinoda Thakur is in his songs, how Lord Chaitanya is singing wherever he goes. Pichinichi Gonitai. Wherever they go, Gonitai, they're singing. In Navadvipa, they're singing even when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sannyasi. So he was being criticized by that Prakashananda, his followers, and why you're singing is not good, you know. So Kaviraj Goswami described Shushka Brahmagyani. Shushka Brahmagyani. Nimpale, I think I quoted that recently. It's very dry, but the Vaishnavas, they're singing. And most people like to sing. You find Indians are doing bhajan, even if they have some weird philosophy, but because really dry speaking is not very palatable. Kalakalo, Prabhupada, sorry, this guy's like crawling. Jivamaru Prangane, also this is said by Kaviraj Goswami, Jivamaru. The tongue is so dry, Prabhupada describes that in so many assemblies, in business world, political, screaming at each other and speculating in university and all nonsense, wasted. They're not, have nothing to do with Narad Muni, nothing to do with sound. All these sounds are coming originally. Shabda K Parajan Nihu. Krishna says, I end up. I wasn't supposed to go up. So the sound vibration is so important. Hari it aksha dvayam. Saravedeshu drishyati. Even if you go through all Vedas, you may be very intelligent. You can't actually, because Krishna says in the 11th canto, he gives one conclusion, nanyo mad Veda kastana. No one knows whole Vedas except me. So even Lord Brahma, Triyam Diksha, he had to go through Vedas three times still. Sometimes he's bewildered. So Krishna knows this thing. Vedaischa sarvadaham vedavedyo. Narada Muni, and following in Narada Muni's footsteps, we're singing that Mangalati or Trisandhyam song, Mahaprabhu Kirtananriti Gita. Mahaprabhu is coming, bringing this Kirtananriti Gita, dancing and songs, Vaditramajan, playing instruments. This is part of the culture, so it's very always enlightening when you see the younger devotees or older devotees, whoever, come together and playing the instruments, singing. Although, Prabhupada cautioned sometimes that we don't require so many instruments. If we have, that's very nice. Prabhupada was in Tompkins Square or in San Francisco. Some hippies would show up and they'd play some big drum. And, you know, Prabhupada didn't require us. And sometimes the younger or some older even devotees come and there you find 8-10 madungas inside one small room, but not required. One or two madungas are there. That's something. You don't need the huge cacophonies, but you want to hear the sound vibration of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But if it's enhanced, that's nice. Prabhupada many times would say, Kol Karta, Madanga Karta, that is, you know, and Janjir. Then gradually you have a little gong, as mentioned by Bhaktivinoda, the Shank Bhaje. In Bhaktivinoda's songs, he's describing all these sounds, Madanga Bhaja. When I hear the Madanga, then my heart is dancing, jumping. In fact, Prabhupada was always so expert in Madanga. Even some acharyas and Prabhupada's godbrothers, they said, your Guru Maharaj was always the best in this madanga. Even amongst, so from a small child, Prabhupada was learning madanga. So you'll find many recordings of Prabhupada playing harmonium. You see a video, especially there's a few in LA in 76. You see Prabhupada playing, and then he took headphones, and in another track, he would put in the madanga. Some people think that Prabhupada also played cartels on another separate track, but no. Sometimes you had to tolerate people playing the cartels off, or sometimes they would play too fast. You can hear some of these recordings, Prabhupada say, no, why are you going so fast? But Prabhupada's not heavy that he thought he could train people so quickly, but especially in 76, there was several madanga players, but Prabhupada and also it happened in Atlanta that Prabhupada sang Paramakaruna song, very amazing way he sings. You cannot imitate that. You can try, but Prabhupada's godbrother, that Krishnas Babaji, he had his own style of Gaudiya style of playing. So one time they played one recording. Because there was a question to Prabhupada that, oh, this Krishnas Babaji is playing, can we play this style? So Prabhupada said, you have one recording? Then let me hear. So he listened, and then, of course, Krishnas Babaji is great, great bhajan. So Prabhupada listened, he said, yes, it is very nice, but I do not think our men can play like this. So it's not so easy to present. The associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Roy, they wrote plays, like Prabodhananda Saraswati. He's a manifestation of Tangavidya. He could play any instrument. And Ramananda Roy, Sarup Damodar was singing. We can't probably try to imagine. Nartan Dak Dakwar, Vishwanath Chakravarti. And Prabhupada also following. He played harmonium. Maybe not Veena, but for our ears, then Prabhupada's harmonium. Like one time Prabhupada was riding back, some devotees were in the back, Gurudas especially, I remember, because he told the story. So they were playing, while they're driving, they were playing Prabhupada recording, playing, and harmonium is there. So the best recording had Prabhupada playing harmonium, and he's also playing madanga, his own madanga, dubbed in. So while the harmonium was playing in madanga, then Prabhupada turned around and he said, Gurudas, where can you hear harmonium playing like that? So, sometimes, I mean, Prabhupada has to set the record straight. I mean, come on. I mean, you can't, really. I mean, everyone, there's so many nice harmonium players. It's nice, but like Prabhupada said, where can you play now? We're hearing for more than 50 years this type of harmonium of Prabhupada. We never tire of it. I remember being very intently painting in the art department, especially Parikshit, myself. And we were so addicted to hearing Prabhupada that sometimes we would, and Prickett is more a fanatic artist than I will ever be. Paint in the dark with a flashlight or something. But we would have to get off our seats and put our ears pressed against the speakers, because this is the attractive quality of Prabhupada's harmonium. Udila Varana, we had two recording Prabhupada's playing Udila Varana. Probably there's more, but one is like 12 minutes, one is 24 or 25 minutes. So no one can tire of hearing that. you have to just hear it again and again and again. When Prabhupada's playing the harmonium. So one doesn't have to be expert in Vedic sound, study every Sanskrit meter, chandas, and know four Vedas, three Vedas, two Vedas. Simply you hear that, then your heart immediately melts. I don't know, I told this story, but I went in to Udupi in 84. There was a couple of pundits there. One guy was he loved Prabhupada, you know. And he loved to read, and he was translating Prabhupada Lilamrita into that Malayalam, whatever language they're speaking over there. So I happened to have my Super Scope tape recorder, very valuable, playing. I had about 10 tapes I carried in of Prabhupada, just singing. And I would play it in the middle of Tirupati, Sri Rangam, and just see the effect of, on all those pious persons in South India. And always they would stop and listen, and no one, far from complaining, they would stop and just stop and listen. So attractive to such persons, to anybody. And that man who was translating, who was some newspaper man, Subramanian, and he told me he was translating. So I said, oh, you know, I don't know how many bhajan recordings that he ever heard of Prabhupada. So I had the headphones, I put it on him. And he was just swooning in ecstasy. So, why are we having another discussion with the other pundit there? But this is the effect of Prabhupada playing harmonium. In fact, Prabhupada said you should make these recordings and play them all around the world. Put them out. And previously we had like just a few happening record and some other record, and gradually it came that we had so many tapes, and then became CDs, and then became whatever, DVDs and tiny little microchips, and whatever it is, the sound vibration is hidden within there. In fact, Prabhupada said, Vedic culture can never be killed because it's in the sound vibration. Even the whole world is killed above. The whole world may be destroyed, but the sound vibration is there. Everything's coming from the sound. And even it says there in that third canto that the Om, the first thing is Om, Akarano Chite Krishna, Sarvalokaya, Makaro Jiva. Anyway, the Om sound, this entire Vedic system of sound vibration is emanating. And even the three modes of nature, everything's emanating. Om Ittipaksham Brahma, therefore we chant Nama Om. It's very important. But Prabhupada said, why stick to Om? We chant Om, but we don't stick to Om. Someone was questioning Prabhupada about that. But Prabhupada, it says Swangi, you know, Om, and this and that. So Prabhupada said, yes, Om is there in Bhagavad Gita, Aksharam Brahma, Vyaharmanam Usmanam, and in the Om, and Om is chanted by the Brahmin. There's no question of Om, but he said, why stick to Om? Rather, Harir Ikshat, the Harikatami Tam, Hari, is mentioned here, Murchiyatva Harikatam. So this Murchiyatva means here, vibrating. So he's vibrating that string instrument. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has the whole song glorifying, and when in sixth canto, glorifying Narad Muni, Prabhupada put the only time one whole song was put in the in Bhagavatam, in that sixth canto, that Narad Muni was vibrating it. Maktila Vishva. How does it start? Narad Muni Bhajaya Vina Radhika Ramana Nami. Bhakata? Yeah, Vina Bhakata. So he's chanting Radhika Ramana also. And it's Shravana Jugala Ghiya. when the devotees hear it, it fills the heart. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, even Panchavadana, sometimes Lord Shiva is known as five-faced. And then Narada Dali, he embraces Narada Muni in ecstasy. And ultimately, Matila Vishva means the whole universe becomes intoxicated by this chanting of Harinam. So Prabhupada said he's chanting Harinam, Harikatam, Itam, Putam Harikatam, Itam, Shavanam.
Someone
may chant the one way, Sanatana Goswami warns us, but in many verses throughout Bhagavatam, this ko nivitteshu harikatha ratin ko yat. That the harinam, harikatha, is so potent, gunomi chakram, it delivers one from the whirlpool of the three modes of nature. That's at the end of the second panel, one of the second chapter or so. And it says, kaivaya samatapatas tatta bhakti yoga. It is the essence of bhakti yoga. Therefore, who will not be attracted by the Harinam? By the Bhagavatam? Rajo Bhagavan Vajesa Kamana Dhamma. We worship the Dhamma of Krishna and Rajo Bhagavan Vajesa Kamana. We follow in the footsteps of Gopi. And in Bhagavatam, Purana Amalam, Srimad Bhagavatam, a lot of it is the words of Narada Muni. Even Narada Muni, we were just looking at, he went to see in Dwarka, he visited Vasudeva, the father of Krishna, Vasudeva. And although it's mentioned there, he likes to stay there, besides like to be around Krishna, but the curse of Daksha cannot, and there's no curse that can affect Narada Muni when he's in Dwarka. Well, still he travels everywhere, and sometimes he's traveling in Dwarka. Sanatana Goswami is describing that he's traveling throughout the three worlds. And sometimes he goes and sees Gopakumar. He tells him that, well, you don't look so happy here because you're in Vaikuntha. You should be happy. But I can see in your heart. This is Vyasadeva in the first canto. We already read it. Vyasadeva he described Narada Muni in several verses in the fifth chapter, just before this. Paritam arkei vitriloki mantas charo vayo. So not only he can, he says he's a charami, but charo, he can travel within the heart of anybody, capture them, see within the heart. So Vyasadeva was feeling despondent. So everyone in this material world is feeling despondent. Just like that Parikamara said, I'm feeling. Prabhupada said, every human being will feel if he doesn't drink or eat for 4 or 5 days, feel it. But he said, just by hearing your Harikatha and Shukadeva Goswami, then I don't feel that pain is there, but I'm Tatikshava Kumika. So, Sarva, Sarubhushana. So when Narada Muni was speaking with Vasudeva in Dwarka, Vasudeva was very humble. He described himself as being captured by the illusory energy, but actually he's captured by the transcendental potency of Krishna. So Narada Muni was a little hesitant to speak to him. He said, why do you want to hear Krishna Katha from me, or the father of Krishna? But still, Narada Muni is held in such high regard. Even the father of Krishna wants to hear from him. And you find that Narada Muni, when he came to see was Yudhisthira, in the first canto, in the 13th chapter, described Dhritarashtra quitting home. So first Vidura came there to enlighten them, and he spoke so many nice things that he convinced Dhritarashtra to go out from the home to see Andhapuraiva. You're blind from birth, and now you can't even do anything. You're spitting up mucus. You're nothing. Liver's not working. You're finished. You should get out from here. So then Vidura went also. So then it was Sanjaya came, and he couldn't find Dhritarashtra. So he was there feeling very despondent. So Narada Muni came there to enliven him also. And what does he tell him? Makanchana, he told Arjuna. Don't lament. because it is just the sanyanakti viyanakti. The material energy is simply coming in. Sapala, all the leaders of every planet, they're simply fearful, praying for protection. But you should understand that everything in this material world is temporary. So Narada Muni is giving very hard instructions sometimes also. Not just singing nectar. His nectar is also the form of pinching. Sadhu means to cut. Narada Muni is giving in fourth canto so many instructions to King Prachinibhashat. And he's giving the big, long metaphor of Puranjan. You find 4, 5, 6 chapters, Narada Muni speaking. So but we understand that as nectar. Sometimes people say, oh, I want to hear the nectar. But this is the nectar that Narada Muni is also giving. Giving us the detachment from this material world. After all, everything in Bhagavatam, in 12 canons, described Adi Vairagya Kyana Sangyutta. Whatever in the beginning, middle, at the end of the Bhagavatam is simply meant for Vairagya. So, Vishaya Charya Kabe Shuga Habe Ma. We hear in the song from Narottam. If you want to see the nectar of Krishna in Vrindavan, then Vishaya Charya Kabe Shuga Habe Ma. Shuga Habe Ma. I'll become purified, then you can perceive the nectar. Otherwise, it will be difficult to hear it and receive it properly. Six Goswamis, Dayanto, Chikada, Hariya, Gunalaram, they were simply glorifying Krishna. Shri Gauranga, Gunana, Vana, Vido, Shraddha, Samudhyam, Vito, Pavotapa, Nikintano, Tanavitam, Govindaganamitai. They were Govindaganamitai, simply singing songs of Krishna, running here and there, sometimes Mahavivalo, completely overcome. But also it says, Takwa Torna Shesh Mandala Pati. They gave up everything, Kopina Kantashito. They were so advanced. They had nothing to do with this material world. They gave up all standing in the material world. Even somebody came to challenge Rupa Goswami. He said, yeah, okay, let me sign your opinion. No material ambition at all. Kopina Kantashito. And they were singing the songs of Krishna. Kaviraj Goswami is given in this declarative mantra also that Giyatam Giyatam Chintatam Chintatam Bhaktas Chaitanya Charitam. You should always think of these pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Always sing them in great ecstasy. So everything is going on as singing. Yam Samaga Dhyana Vastika. Verses there in the 12th chapter. Sang, Dayantra Yam Sang. So song, the word song, song is coming. There's no question of dry. Even we can say Bhardwaj was, Prabhupada said, expert singer. In fact, Prabhupada literally said that Bhardwaj was the best singer one time. But still, he wanted to always do Harinam, Bhargava. Prabhupada said, no, there are so many singers. You should stay and paint. Because he considered this so important. Actually, at the end, in 77, when in Mayapur, the Kirtan group was there with Sarvagya and Murari Hari and the other one, Swetadara. They came from Mayapur to sing for Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, yeah, they're sounding okay, but a little too professional. But Prabhupada is very, very, he accepted it very subtly. I want to hear from Bhargava. Even he said Hansaburu. He liked to hear that certain mood. And Prabhupada himself gave the mood. I mean, Hansaburu, that's his body, so he can say, he got also good glorification from Prabhupada. So Prabhupada wanted to create Sankirtan parties to go out all over the world singing. Sometimes we see everyone is, we'll come back from the Harinam. We used to come back from Harinam and we'll see people are sitting in somewhere and singing with devotees. But Prabhupada wanted out, to go out. It's all right singing at home also, but it should go out. This singing should go out. When we had the press, even before, like in Boston, probably said, so every day, I think it started even in New York, because every day they should go for 1 hour, please. So before we started our press work, I had to go out, chant this, Harinam, 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 Keva. It starts with that Cheto, Darpana Marjanam, purifying the heart, then gradually becomes all the way up to Nayanangalada, Udayitam Yamishena, Chakshushara, Udayitam. One cannot go without chanting. Narada Muni, so he's going everywhere and enlightening everybody. One time when I was newer, it's funny because Bhavananda was giving the Bhagavatam class. Anyone who knows Bhavananda. And so there was something that really inspired me to say, well, we can say that Prabhupada is Narada Muni. And he said, that's speculation. Bhavananda is very fond of smashing people. So, but still, I didn't become less enthusiastic that Prabhupada is, because I could see, Prabhupada is a manifestation. He's giving the mercy. And Narada Muni is playing Veena, Prabhupada is playing harmonium and mridanga. We don't get much chance to contact Narada Muni directly, but we are contacting his representative, pure representative. Anytime we can click on and listen to Prabhupada chanting. And some of the older recordings you'll find, there's some people singing a little strange, or just random people, not very good, but they're very refined recordings of Prabhupada, where he's maybe 40 and more, where he is only singing and playing harmonium and then putting his own mridanga. So we cannot calculate how expert that is. Only you can listen to it again and again. Never tire. You never tire. And who could tire of hearing it? Only a killer of a soul is described there in the 10th century. Atmaha. So when you're, that means you're dead, your soul, there's no life in you. My soul cannot be killed at any time, but this is a way of saying that. So this is Amrita, Hari Katam, Katam, many times it's called Katamritam, because it's Amrita. I mean, there's no limit, no death, it's not confined. Therefore, Antascha, Bahir Chalokam Kreen, we heard in the last. Narada Muni is going in and out. Material world, spiritual world. He can travel anywhere he likes based on this sound, this Veena. And he's given full respect when he came to see Vyasadeva at the end of the fourth chapter. Vidivan described Pujayan, that Vyasadeva respected him as good as Brahma. And in that 11th canto is described Kripaya, that he is giving full mercy on the level of Krishna. Just like it says here. Babindudya. So we're begging for just a drop of that mercy. Because we don't feel qualified, we're trying to get some qualification. But we'll only get the qualification by hearing, not by any mundane sound. All the mundane sounds, the cacophony, crying, in this material world, there's perverted reflection of this spiritual sound. So, it's very nice if we go out in the street sometimes, and nowadays it's a little difficult. There are still some devotees going out. I think we're starting in. Yeah, come on. And sing, hopefully with some amplification. So when it's done properly, very nicely, then very, very nice melodies are there. We can concoct some melody also. Sometimes probably including say that, but other times you say, no, this concocted melody. There's so many ragas scientifically arranged in the morning. Oh, this part says, this is a morning tune, so we don't make that up. But this is, not everyone's expert at every single meter, every single, but there are some. But then we can get too carried away. have to be, there's some balance. So it's very important to have very nice singing, attractive, good mridanga playing. You find so many people learning mridanga, but then they don't go out and use it. It's not such a good thing. You learn how to play, it's not for ourselves, it's to enliven, just like Narada Muni is enlivened. He's not staying home anywhere, no. He has to go out. Prabhupada said, I've also been cursed, just like Narada Muni was cursed, to go out, cannot stay anywhere. So he said, I'm hoping that my disciples will help me take this curse and go out. Prabhupada had a different way of catching up the essence of the pastime, giving some slogan, books are the basis, like that. Catch your mind, you cannot get it out of your mind, and books are the basis. Purity is the force. Okay. Nobody can think that clearly what Prabhupada has already given. Here he's giving again. Without a tinge of material inebriety, Prabhupada is very fond of using this inebriety. It's the opposite of sobriety, so sober. So sometimes the devotees are very sober, grave. Prabhupada looked very sober. I remember when I first started painting Prabhupada, there was a big photograph. I was just painting that. I never thought that some people would think that Prabhupada looks too serious, sad. No, I didn't think. I thought he just looked fathomless. Like Maitreya Muni always described as fathomless. In other words, fathomless has been going down to so many fathoms deep, usually oceanic term, but Maitreya Muni, our great sages that we hear, like Narada Muni, Prabhupada used to talk about farcical Narada also. Sometimes in some Hindu movie or some Indian movie, they'll show Narada Muni or someone else with their sika sticking straight up, looking like some goofy. So the Vaishnavas refer to this as farcical Narada. Like some kind of comic relief, or that is not Narada Muni, it's farcical. People don't know English nowadays, you learn out what farcical means. Farcical Narada. Narada is not meant, Prabhupada said we do plays, we don't have like farcical Narada, we have actual Narada meaning. Sometimes we do this play, that play, and like that. But the best we can do directly from the Shastra. So that is the Natya Shastra. There are so many Shastras describing dance, theater. Ramananda Roy, Rupa Goswami, they studied these things in Bharat Muni, the Sahitya Dharpana. Who would know Sahitya Dharpana? When Rupa Goswami heard Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was singing one shloka in the, it's described in front of Rath Yatra, he wrote his own shloka like that. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found that shloka and he said, ah, Rupa Goswami, how did he know that? So Swarup Damodar and Govinda, they said, ah, he must have your mercy. But he would know that because he knew what's in Sahitya Dharpana. You see Sahitya Dharpana, big fat book on very complicated, there's other books, how to prepare plays, exactly what type of introductory thing is there, exactly what meter is being spoken, how many, so many things are there. If you write like Jiva Goswami or Champu, it has to be exact. Sometimes there's three meanings in one shloka. Each word can be understood three different ways. So just by getting the translation, that's nice. Thankfully we have good translators. And we have Prabhupada translating Bhagavatam in his perfect way. So Prabhupada is the manifestation of Narada Muni, Sukadeva Goswami. And he's giving now, according to time and place, Kritha Popa Shamani Cha. The heart is burning always, but this Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, they're good in every time and place. So in this time and place, there's English. By looking at Prabhupada's old Bhagavatam, it's written like... You know, like the B is written like a B, like in Bengali. So I was thinking, according to great scholars, even Indian scholars, they wouldn't think that was perfect what Prabhupada knew. So he made disciples that could fix it. Big controversy. They fixed too much. But they fixed it perfectly. So now then, they're probably very pleased that the books will go out. Some scholar will see it. No mistakes. No mistakes in that. The purports are the same, but they refine certain things in the presentation. So it's not written phonetically, it's written phonetically, but not without diacritics. So Sanskrit itself means perfectly, probably perfect, reformed. There's no mistake in that language. And all these meanings coming from Lord Brahma. So Krishna is speaking that language. Svara, the word sometimes just singing. And playing with meaning. Okay, so any discussions on this first?
I have a question. While you are explaining very nicely, I appreciate it. But so many things reminded me, like Ishan Prabhu, he used to come here. He was imitating Prabhupada's voice in Mayapur. So from the third floor, Lotus building, Prabhupada somehow came out on the railing, and he could hear very nicely, so he asked Bhavananda Prabhu, "Who is this?" So Bhavananda Prabhu said, "Oh, that's Ishan Prabhupada. He's imitating you." Prabhupada said, "That's very nice." Now, he appreciated that. And he said, "That's very nice." And he told Ishan Prabhu later on.
I never heard that one. I don't remember that.
Well, you can ask Ishan, he'll tell you.
Such a fun thing.
Now, the other side is, I won't say the name, but there was one person leading Kirtan, Guru Puja, but he sounded Si Guru Chara. He went like 30 seconds Cha, because if we break it, Cha means and, Ron means battlefield, but Cha Ron together is lotus feet. Actually, there is a big difference. Big difference. One is battlefield, one is lotus feet. So that leader, he was very close to Prabhupada, and he is very nice. I won't say the name. All know. He picked him up and threw him outside.
Who picked
him? One leader.
He picked the guy up.
This is not what Prabhupada wants.
He didn't want him picked up, he didn't want him singing.
No, he picked that singer.
Yeah. Prabhupada told him to do it.
Put him outside, said, you're not a good singer.
Did Prabhupada tell him to pick him up?
So my question is,
did he tell him to pick him up or no?
No. That part, no. But he chose to do that. He's still there in my very nice. So my point is, how then in Vrindavan Prabhupada did the similar thing, that one was singing very melodious, or I don't know how you explain it. Hare, and Prabhupada said, can you have that other new bhakta who doesn't even know how to sing, who's in Hare Krishna, and Prabhupada loved it. So what should I understand from?
Well, I was sitting behind Prabhupada in the Vrindavan next under the tamal tree in 77. Maybe it was July or something.
Yeah.
And there used to be Satchidananda, the Bengali singer, very sweet singer, super, but his timing a little funny, but his voice probably loved it. So he used to sing every day at that time, Guru Puja time, Bhajan time. And so, Prabhupada said to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he said, where is Satchidananda? Another guy was singing. Actually, it was Riksaraj. And so Prabhupada didn't say, get rid of him, but he said, where is Satchidananda? So they found him and he came and replaced him. So yeah, definitely there's some, everybody singing anything all the time, but we are not such great judges of that. But Prabhupada had a very fine, subtle spiritual senses, so you could know it. And we can get some idea. We don't sing screaming Hari Bol. One time Prabhupada said, they are chanting Hari Bol, I will chant Hare Krishna. So his own disciples, but they're not paying attention. He said, you should tell them, you should, you know, this thing should go out. Whatever Prabhupada said, that should go out, but it didn't come. Like recently, just the other day on line, there was some thing, some people were saying, oh, they're singing Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Bhava Nityananda. Prabhupada never changed it. It should be Bhaja. We heard Prabhupada say Bhaja. So two or three people came online who had been in Kumbh Mela in 77 in the morning. It was not recorded. It may have been said another time, but it very heavily Prabhupada said, not Bhaja. Although he himself said it. Yes. He was there in the in that Kumbh Mela, in Bhagwat and Harishari, so many people. So Prabhupada, they confirmed it, yes, Prabhupada did that. So, yeah. Then people say, oh, no, we don't believe you. That's another thing, you know.
Okay, I have a question here from Mother Ragatika.
Who is it?
Ragatika, Devi Das.
Oh,
Mother.
Okay.
Does all sound vibration circles the planet seven times or just transcendental sound? Why seven times?
I'm not sure about this quote. I've heard that probably sometimes we quote some scientific study to back up something. So he may have said like that. I can't cite any particular time or if that's a study or if that's true. So I won't say whether the Shabda K, Parashram, we know that Krishna is the sound of ether. Lord Chaitanya would sing, would cry sometimes. In Radha Day, she was crying, and you could hear it from 2 miles away. So 2 miles away means if someone was crying in Galachua town, practically, you could hear it. If they start crying at the level of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then yes, we do something.
Okay, you have a... this is from Madhav Guru.
Anyway, Prabhupada stressed that the sound is coming through the radio waves, computer waves, so that's traveling all over. You can hear it anytime, anywhere.
Maybe you can just read it. It's too long.
Oh.
Just read it now. So.
I'm not going to read it.
No, the other has to be able to.
Satsri Maharaj writes online that the New York Harinam Party has relocated to Atlanta, where they have been doing Harinam and distributing books for several weeks. Ron Roy and the others found that New York, with its current restrictions, is like a ghost town. No one is outside to pass by. So now they are occupying a house in Atlanta that someone found for them. Just thought I'd mention that. This was recent news, yes. I heard that Ron Roy moved. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Nachya Gaiya Bairabo Chute, where's Narad Muni's ashram when he spoke Bhagavatam to Kayadu for such a long time? And is it like Dwarka and free of Daksha's curse? Also, my husband said that one can go back to BTG, back to Godhead, just by hearing Prabhupada's bhajan. I don't know the source. Well, that's obvious. Ask Ambarisha. But it's obvious. Or, I like to think one time, the first time Jadarani went to Vrindavan, she was on a walk with Prabhupada in 76, and she asked Prabhupada, are all these trees going back to Godhead? Prabhupada said, they are already in Godhead.
In Vrindavan.
Yeah. So if the tree can be in Godhead, then a person
can
be.
What? It's from Mother Bhagavatam. I am pretty sure there is a purport in CC where Prabhupada says Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, not Bhajan.
Oh, I find
it. Yeah, that's there. I saw that also once. And this is from your friend. I heard sound can travel more than seven times if there are no mountains in the way.
Oh, well, he cites a scientific study. Well, some people don't know if there's a globe to go around, so we don't know where it's circulating, but it's circulating. Sometimes this morchiatva means circulating also. So Narad Muni's sound permeating every, if there can be a meter or a raga for every living entity, then it can penetrate. The sound of the holy name described, well, it's Krishna's flute actually. By Rupa Goswami, it says, Vrundan Ambu Bhitas Chamakriti Mahus Chumbitam. In one verse in Vidagra Madhava, is describing that the Krishna's flute penetrates. So, as far as we're concerned, that Krishna's flute is also manifest in the sound of Gayatri. Gaya means to sing also, and be delivered by your singing. So if one is chanting Gayatri, he's meditating on the sound of Krishna's flute also. And that sound penetrates all the material coverings. It causes Ananta Dev to spin around. Chumbaru becomes confused. And Sanat, the four Kumaras, they become also bewildered by the sound of Krishna's name. Krishna's name by the sound of the flute.
Okay, one more. Prabhu, can you please speak on lyrics that displease Srila Prabhupada?
Displease?
Displease.
Well, I know that when Mangalananda took his first recording and played it for Prabhupada in 76 in L.A., Prabhupada said, it is good, but for outside, for preaching is good. We don't want to play it in the temple. So some distinction is there, but he wasn't displeased, but he didn't want that played instead of bhajan. So that, as far as I can say, but then sometime, I know there's one fellow named Bana, he's now left his body or something. And you can find one letter where he wrote some poem. Apparently he thought it was transcendental, but, and I don't know what the poem, doesn't show the poem, but Prabhupada wrote, I have read your poem, I do not know how you have become such a madman, you should stop writing this. So we called him madman for writing that thing. So that definitely displeased.
I remember a story, Satadanna used to be Sannyasi Maharaj, at that time told me that Purnadas Baul, he's a very famous Baul singer, friend of Michael Jackson. He wanted to sing, and Prabhupada says, yes, he can sing, but he has to sing from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Baul song, not his own.
Not anything else?
Not his own Baul song.
Oh, Bhaktivinoda, right. Bhaktivinoda because the song of the, you know the song? Yeah. You probably know.
Yeah, baul baul bolche sabe hocche baul punjana kapale tila galay
mala sharete paliche. You know the whole song? No, but it's probably an old song.
Yeah, it's a very nice song. Okay, then he says, like when devotee would break up the mantra according to their whims, like Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, or Nitai, 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 Nitai. Today devotees in Ishkan sing many varieties. Please communicate how strict Prabhupada was about this.
Well, breaking up means there's a legitimate way to break. You can chant the first half and then set. Prabhupada does it on one recording. He chants.
Gujarat.
Then he, huh?
In Gujarat, Joshimati Nandan Prabhu says in the village Prabhupada did that.
No, yeah, he may have done, but there's a tape or a recording where he sings. And he's singing Brahma Bole, Chatur Mukhe, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. And then like that, Pancha Mukhe, that the song of Bhaktivinoda, that the Shiva is chanting with his five mouths, and Brahma is chanting with his four mouths, and Narad Muni, like that, they're all chanting. So there, specifically Prabhupada said, you can sing it like this, it makes it more palatable. To sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, and then people can sing Hare Krishna. There's nothing wrong with that. But just to say Hare Krishna and then something else, and no loss of diminution, but that's not. But sometimes people think because other moths, Gaudiya moths, they sing half the mantra. That's very nice. Prabhupada said it makes it more palatable. So if you see someone, hear someone doing that, there's nothing wrong with that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, and then others can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Not always, but you can do sometimes. And it gives, Prabhupada said, more palatable even. So, actually it's good to study whatever Prabhupada said, listen to all of his recordings, or you can be confused and think, oh, they're doing wrong. No, you should study everything, then find out if they're doing wrong.
I remember Krishna Nandan Prabhu said Prabhupada went to the village And he did halfway. First he repeated halfway, repeated, and then...
Yes, there's nothing wrong.
Okay, there's the one more appreciation to you from Mother Agatha. Thank you for your stretching the uniqueness of Srila Prabhupada's sound vibration. Your ruchi comes across.
You have to take the muzzle off.
Prabhupada was very particular about chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, or Gurudev, Gurudev. Very particular.
Well, yeah. You said it, right?
Yeah, just because you're talking about...
Harikesh was traveling with Prabhupada for a year, year and a half, and he was told to stop people. I think Harishari had this too sometimes, and even Shutukirti like that. They're chanting too much Hari Bol. Then he said three times is plenty. You don't find any recording of Prabhupada at one time after the end of one bhajan. Prabhupada says Hari Bol, Hari Bol, two or three times. You find once, I heard it. So not that he never did it, but he did it. But it wasn't like a Hari Bol for 1 hour, or you know, like Vishnu John started this thing. He was expert, Prabhupada loved his singing, but then he started Hari Bol, Hari Bol, the whole song Hari Bol. Prabhupada didn't approve of that. I mean, sometimes it's considered like offensive to say something against Vishnu John or something, but it doesn't mean they're all perfect like Prabhupada. No, it's not.
No.
Gurudev, Gurudev, Prabhupada said, who is this Gurudev? But he did say, he told Govindadasi, you can call me Gurudev or Prabhupada or Vishnupada. So then she said, well, which is the best? And he said, Prabhupada. So, Gurudev is a very generic term.
I was recently reading the second chapter of the book of women about the Bhagavad Gita. And he was talking about different kinds of weapons, you know, the weapons of fire, water, coal.
Yes, the sound, anavritti shabdat, one of the first sutras in Brahma Sutra and Vedanta Sutra, that one is liberated by sound. So we're...
In the Bible, I think it says something like in the beginning there was a word. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they say the word, but they don't know what is the word.
Sure, still,
the
sound is the beginning, sound is the end. 3.26.
What, Vedanta Sutra?
Bhagavad,
oh,
it
yes.
Says that every creation begins with sound, it will end with sound, if somebody wants to get out of it.
Yeah, that's the elements and described there.
Yes.
So sound is first in ether, we create it from sound, and
nothing.
Then it gets more and more dense from there. So yeah, when the Pandavas would blow their conches and Krishna blow the conch, Hridayani Vidhaya described that their hearts were shattered. By hearing the sound of the conch.
Yeah. One other thing I was going to mention is that Narada Muni also played a part where, like an instigator. You know, I remember when I first read the story, you know, the whole story of Krishna's birth, and then Narada Muni goes and tells King Kamsa that Krishna's already been born, and that caused Kamsa to go out and have all the... I was like, what? I don't understand. And he does that in different places where he instigates. I guess he's like the facilitator of the pastime.
Narada Muni is fathomless, just like when he gave the analogy to the Sarayastras or the Hyastras first, and he gave them 10 enigmas to figure out, but they figured it out.
One more. See, you begin for good.
Many temples one travels to insist there is only one melody for Mangalarti acceptable in this time, but didn't Prabhupada accept different melodies, including one person recorded? Well, there's one tape we have where he said this is the morning melody, but you can listen for it. But so Yeah, so there's a morning raga, that's a simple one to sing. There are probably others, variations. By Robin. Yeah, so that, that's a By Robin means just after the evening, night
over. No, in the morning. That's what I tell them.
It's a morning melody. So we're not expert in these ragas. There's so many ragas. Even when you see Lochan Das in his Chaitanya Mangal, he said this is supposed to be sung in such and such raga.
Hold on, one more.
He was expert in this.
Refer, this is from Madanandini Kishori. Reference, Bhagavad Gita 2.48-49, New York, 4166. A sound vibration, practically, nowadays, everyone knows it. That any sound vibrated it within a second, it takes round all over the world 7 times.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
There it is.
There it is.
Right, that's good. Okay, yeah, that's where it comes from.
Yeah, it came from Bhagavad Gita 2.48-49, New York, 4166, April 1st, 66.
This is old time, one of the first recorded lectures. So whether they can find a scientific base of that, or they sometimes they're disproving something, but probably said within a second, so that's a pretty short amount of time. Akashic record, they have something called Akashic record where all the sounds are recorded. There's the Akash, sometimes that sound, unembodied sound, speaking like Tecumseh, or when the devotees were traveling with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after he took sannyas, there was a sound also from the ether. They said, told the devotees, stop fasting. Nimai Pandit will return in 10 days. Don't kill yourself, drown in the Ganga. Many times it's Naba, they call it a Naba.
I noticed the online attendance, they did not move, they're like stuck, listening.
Well, okay, but the class is over, right? Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.